This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We've been looking forward to this. We've had him on many times. Actually, the first guest ever in the history of Tiki and Tierney, almost 8 years ago. We're talking about the great Bruce Arians, head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks, and he's got a new quarterback. He's got, well, maybe new uniforms, certainly new expectations. Bruce, coach, what's happening, buddy? How you doing today? Welcome back.
I'm doing great. Doing great. Hopefully everybody's staying healthy and being smart up there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, we are definitely locked inside, broadcasting from home for the last week plus and staying away from people. It's getting a little lonely being at home all the time. BT and I got to socially drink over a radio show.
Yeah, I hear that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. Coach, you know, we speculated for a long time where Tom Brady was going to end up. He ends up down in Tampa Bay with you. And I'm wondering, what was your belief that that would happen? I know you talked about it earlier in the offseason, but what was your belief that it would actually happen?
Well, I never thought that he would actually leave New England. And then as it drug out, you say, well, maybe there's a chance, so we better do our due diligence. You know, look at all the film, grade all the quarterbacks, which we were going to do anyway. I thought as it got closer to free agency, there was no way he was signing, or they'd have already done it. So, you know, we were waiting, hoping that, we checked all the boxes and had a chance.
You know, Coach, did you get the sense that he had chosen you before, you know, all this, you know, started to come to, you know, fruition? Or was this a sales pitch by you guys? Did you have to convince him, I guess, is more the question I'm asking.
No, I think you're exactly right. I think he had a pretty strong feeling about us. It was just basically a long conversation that everything he was looking for, we had. And it was a quick decision.
Bruce, you have your style for sure, and it's been successful. You have your football convictions. Tom has his. He's been married to a certain way for 20 years. How do you guys meet in the middle? Like, do you, from the outset, you know, grant him the, I don't want to say the power, but for lack of a better word, the power to influence what you guys run or how you guys run stuff? How is that going to work out?
Well, you know, I've always given my quarterbacks a lot of leeway and collaborate with them, you know, on playbooks, even game plans. They pick all the plays they want to play. They want to throw in a ball game. They throw out the plays they don't want in the game plan. So that part's not going to change. Mm-hmm. I think for Tom, he's a bright, bright guy. It's a lot easier for him to learn our verbiage than for 21 average learners to learn his. So he's all in on that part. And it's just a matter of, you know, cross our fingers when we can all get together and start playing football, getting to know the receivers. He's going to know the playbook inside out. It's just getting to know how Chris Godwin runs a route versus Julian Edelman and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's interesting when I think about, you know, Tom Brady walking into that locker room. There's just a respect that's just, it's going to follow him, and there's a work ethic. And I talked to my brother about this, you know, having done a lot of study on Tom. It's like there's just a different feel that a guy like that brings. You know, what impact is he going to have in this locker room? Because his success is unparalleled. The leadership is unparalleled. What can you expect from when that happens?
Now that to me is the most intriguing part. I mean, I know he can throw the football. I graded all the film. Mm-hmm. But when he steps in a huddle, it's a different huddle. And there's an expectation of everybody that's in that huddle to have their shit ready to play right. And, yeah.
great because that's what he expects from them because that's what he's giving them. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I mean, I think that part of it, that excites me more than anything because we were so close last year. We're 7-9, but we were so close so many games.
Yeah.
And he's going to bring that confidence that we're going to get this done.
Yeah. You know, I was going to say, Bruce Arians with us here on the show, of course. Bruce, the head coach of the Bucs, and Tom Brady, the new quarterback. But the old quarterback was pretty interesting as well. I know you've got a soft spot for Jameis. And I think, listen, we are, as football fans, Bruce, we can't wait to sit down and watch the Bucs this year. I mean, you and Tom, it's going to be must-watch, and everybody's fired up. But I feel a little deprived as a fan because I wanted to see where you could bring Jameis over the course of, you know, 2, 3, 4 total years. I mean, what was missing? I know you tried your best, and I know we put up big numbers throwing the football in terms of yards and touchdowns, but what was the one thing that you thought you would be able to change with him that you just couldn't change in the time you worked together?
You know, really it was, you know, as we do every year, we reevaluate our team, what's best for our organization. Fixing Jameis was one of them, unless something behind door number two we thought was better and we would have to move on. Obviously, Tom, we thought we'd have to move on. For Jameis, for me, it was the last two ball games, the regression back to the interceptions. And he hadn't done that up till he had a nice run going. We had a great shot to get to 9-7. My outside shot at the playoffs, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we lose a couple of games on pick sixes. And it was disheartening because he had made progress. Then he regressed.
Yeah,
Coach. What do you think happens with Jameis? I mean, free agency is tepid right now for him. What do you think happens with him?
I think for him, it's to get into somewhere as a backup right now. It looks like all the starting jobs are done.
Yeah,
get in somewhere where he can sit, learn a system, maybe a year for an older person and take over, or get in competition with a younger guy. And because he is a super talented and a super hardworking guy.
Are you confident he can figure out that regression? You confident he can turn it? Because he's still young. I mean, he's only 26 years old. Are you confident he can turn it to the guy?
I hope so for him because I love the kid.
Hmm. You know, Bruce, you said before that you graded all the film on Tom Brady and that the arm strength is still there. I certainly don't doubt you. But then why are people who also grade film and do it for a living saying that he's lost his fastball?
I don't know what they're looking at, but, you know, they don't throw the ball deep that much, but when he did, he was super accurate, super efficient. You know, he's going to complete the football. That's what we want also. Now, if that means look deep, take short, I'm fine with that, you know, but still take your shots when they're there.
Yeah.
And in our offense, if it's 3rd and 2 and we get the right matchup, I'm not afraid to throw the deep ball if it's the right matchup. And, but let's continue to move the chains also. And, you know, he and I have had some great conversations about that already. And, you know, he's a really good play-action quarterback, and he's gotten really good in the last 3 or 4 years of play-action, which is one of our staples. So we're also a huge empty team where the ball's coming out fast, and I can see him just getting an empty and going right down the field.
You know, Coach, let me take a step back and look at a larger picture here. We had my brother on earlier in the week, and we were talking about, you know, how relevant this makes the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And yeah, there's been some really good players over the years in Tampa, but now all of a sudden it's like, yeah, we got to watch the Bucs, man. We have to watch this. You know, just talking to the Glazers and, you know, the front office there, how important is that piece of bringing Tom to this organization?
Well, I think it's huge. I mean, it's just a shame right now because the town is so excited, but we can't do the things we would normally do, have him in person somewhere, have the big, you know, welcoming party. But I mean, it's huge. I mean, we will. The schedule's going to be different. We know that. We're going to have some primetime games. All that comes with a guy like Tom Brady. And then hopefully somebody like Levante David gets the credit he deserves.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. And Shaq Barrett, you know, obviously continues the season he has. And the, you know, the Chris Godwin, who was second, I don't want to say second fiddle, but you know what I mean. Mike Evans is who everyone talks about. But Chris Godwin had a ridiculous year. Perriman had a great end of the season as well. There were some great stories down in Tampa, but they kind of got overlooked because the eyes weren't always there. Now, with those eyes, Bruce, comes scrutiny as well. I mean, there's a your offensive coordinator I love, Byron Leftwich, is the man. A lot of people are going to be looking at him on how he, I put this in quotes, coaches Tom Brady. What's that type of relationship? How is that going to be managed?
I think that's going to be super easy. They've already had some great conversations. And, I mean, Tom will talk ball, and Byron will talk ball for days.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that'd be a great marriage. And so I think between Clyde Christensen, Byron Leftwich, Tom Moore, myself, Tom's not going to have any questions unanswered. And on how we do things and how we like to have things done.
Yeah.
And also – give us your input. We run these certain routes. How did you run them? Do you like certain guys doing it? We like to have everybody do it, that type of thing. That to me is great, fun coaching, because that's collaboration that with some of the greatest minds ever.
Bruce, back in the day, and we're talking to Bruce Arians, of course, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks, and Bruce with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Back in the day, and I don't even mean like back in the day. I mean like, maybe like even as recently as 10, 12, 15 years ago somewhat, teams had a chance to kind of find out who they are and try to gel a little bit. And now all of a sudden, and this comes from the NBA. Well, okay, you got new players. All right, you got to go win the championship. Got to get to the Super Bowl. Got to get to the NBA Finals. Is this team, I know you won't flinch at the pressure. That's just not your style. But is the roster fully ready yet to vie for a Super Bowl?
Oh, I don't know about that. Yeah, I think the playoffs, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get the playoffs, Super Bowl's viable. We embrace it. So we talk about it, and then we'll put it to bed. Let's go to work. But, I mean, our football team was 7-9, and if our last meeting, every player in that room knew we should have been playing in the playoffs, and it was all about turnover margin.
Yeah.
We were plus 14 or whatever it was, 13, 14, and if we got that to even, we're playing in the playoffs.
Oh,
talent
no
won't be the issue.
No
talent
doubt.
Will not be the issue whether or not we get in the playoffs.
What uniforms you guys going to be wearing next year? You going to jump over to the creamsicle ones? Come on, what do you tell us, Coach? What are you wearing?
No, I'm buttoned up on the uniforms, man. I got in trouble for that already.
Hey, Coach,
who cares? You don't care.
Yeah, I know. When I go down there, we'll have some whiskey. I'll come back and I'll tell you, BT.
Exactly.
Coach, is there anything else that is going to happen in this offseason? Because there's speculation that Antonio Brown wants to come down there and play with you. Now, you know him a little bit, obviously, from the Pittsburgh Steelers days. What's the likelihood AB gets back in Tampa? Because I know he has, or at least Tom has had an affinity for him because of his work ethic. Forget all the other antics, but just how he works on the field and in practice. It's top of the line.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There you go.
It's not going to happen. There's no room.
Yeah.
And probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Interesting. Well, there is room, though, because you lost Perriman. I don't know if he says, I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, Coach. I just want to play with Tom. You still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Is it just because you don't trust what he could do to the culture? Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
I don't think you need to say anything else. You're not a fan. Understood. Hey. Gotcha. Okay.
Good.
I don't blame you. I've said the same thing. I wouldn't risk it. I really wouldn't. I would not risk it. All right, so we got a good answer on that. No Antonio. So all the rumors out there, tap the brakes. You just heard from Bruce Arians. Not happening. Not good for the locker room. Not good for the culture. Antonio Brown not going to the Bucks. So stop with the nonsense. Right, Deke?
I agree. Coach, we appreciate you.
Yeah,
We're hitting a little long here, but good luck next season. It's going to be fun to watch this thing transpire and hope you and the family and everybody stays safe through this uncertain time that we're going through with the coronavirus. But we're looking forward to you, and thanks for hopping on with us for a couple minutes.
Oh, you know it, man. I think football's the best medicine for this virus. So, that's why I'm pulling. Let's have the draft. Let's put smiles on people's faces that are going through tough times right now. And God bless everybody that is. And it's tough times don't last. Tough people do, baby.
That's right. Great ending right there. That's well said. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
It's awesome.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.